Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? We are live on the Blog Talk Radio show. And we are just wrapping up our rally here at the Town Square Mall in Spring Hill, Florida. We just have the Unity Bridges here, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we are having a good time, so come on down and join the live broadcast here as we go live right from the bridge. Check this out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. 637-39. Oh, shit. What the hell's the number? 637. Oh, holy crap. 347. Holy crap. Good old show. 347-637-3942. Give a ring. We're going live. We are live right now on the show, folks. If you want to come in and say hello, we got some fine patriots here. Up, breaking news. Amen. I don't know if you can hear that, folks. Oh, we got somebody on the line here. Yeah, they look like they're local. Oh, that's Patrick. Patrick Berge's on the line. We're getting some breaking news right now, so hold on, folks. We'll have Rob, Trump Unity Bridge, hopefully he comes over and joins us and gives us that news live. It sounds like some agreement was just signed and agreed to, so that's good news. We're here at the Trump Unity Bridge rally. The sun is shining, Patrick. You should have gotten in the car with George. Folks there in the live feed, thank you so much. I'm going to do this real fast because we got to. This is Daybreak, Daybreak USA. Freedom rings.
Stop.
Come on now. There you go, folks. I have some issues with the signal. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Head on out today. Get you a copy, DaveBrayUSA.com. We are now having signal issues suddenly. There we go. We're back. Hey, you're back with us. Welcome. All right, here we go. We're going to share this to some groups. I want you to share. I got one person in the audience. Woo! That's the biggest audience I've had in weeks. Thanks. But hey, anyway, we got Patrick Berge's on the line. He's going to join us here in just a second. We are down here at this rally. Good, he didn't want to make it because he drives a motorcycle and it was pouring horrible rain earlier today. But the sun has cleared out. It is beautiful. And we are going to have Patrick join us right here in 1 second. Folks, he's got an amazing story himself, as he was the oldest enlisted man in the military. It's pretty impressive stuff. I want to just say hello again to everybody there in the live feed. Please share my big audience today of one person. Without further ado. Yeah, hollering in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Patrick Berge, live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how you doing, Mark? Thanks for having me on.
It's kind of windy and loud and noisy out here, but we're live. And we're sitting under here under an overhang. And it's kind of crazy, but we're having a good time. I don't know if you caught any of the videos or watching any of the happenings down here with George the Godfather, Colella, and Rick Sarmiento. They joined us. That was great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Been following it throughout the day. It looks yes, like a good time. I was like, I wanted to go, but I've only got my Harley. And it's actually still raining over here, so we're south of you. So that's always
fun. I
want
to say real fast.
Rainstorm on a Harley.
Our friend Sandra Wood was instrumental in getting the Trump Unity Bridge here. I want to say thank you to Sandra for that. That was great. We're having a good time. So, Patrick, tell folks a little bit about yourself and what you did for the United States as the oldest enlisted person.
Well, the technical title, I believe, would be the first 40-year-old with no military background to complete basic training in Fort Benning's history. I don't know about any other base, but it probably was because I actually was shipped off to basic training about maybe 2 weeks after they raised the enlistment age from 35 to 39. So then I turned 40 during basic training. So I think I have the title, but I just know for Fort Benning specifically.
I know. Looking into getting into it, the cutoff age when I tried to get in was 26, and I was 27, so they wouldn't let me in. And that was a long time ago now. Ladies and gentlemen, there goes George Colella. He's taking off. Good night, George. Thanks for coming. That means Rick left too. See you guys later. So what's going on now? You contacted me. You got some things shaking. What's shaking?
Well, we basically, myself and a friend of mine, Jay Bird, we've been working on, I've been working on actually a second book called The Shadow Net, The American Awakening. We're tying the book into sort of a movement called The American Awakening. If you remember from the previous show that I had done with you, when we were in actually in Iraq, working with the Force Psychological Operations Group on the Shadow Net, basically. One of our missions was to help bring the Sunni and the Shia together. And we did that in what was called the Sahawa, or the Awakening. We brought them together. They basically fought with us with the Americans against Al-Qaeda in Iraq, right? So, based on the success with that, I've been trying to bring together basically the Democrats and Republicans the same way we did the Sunni and Shia with a common enemy, right, which is the military-industrial complex. So we've launched the Awakening site. We're getting ready to launch a 20-minute weekday video broadcast with a cybersecurity deep state component to it, just sort of a wrap-up at the end of the day. It'll be from 10 o'clock to 10:20, Monday through Friday. And we're using this as a way to get our message out, along with a book, along with the speaking events that I've been doing. I've been going all over the state doing speaking events. And so we're trying to, you know, we're all, just like you with your Patriot Nation radio station, you're trying to do what you can as an American, right, to help make our country better, to help fight against this, all the hate and anger that's been pushed against our president, right? Well, I'm doing the same thing with a little bit of a unique aspect of my 10 years of working in the systemic fraud, waste, and abuse in the government, right? So I bring that perspective and with my cybersecurity background, help try to explain to people how they can protect themselves, how they can protect their families, things that they can do, and just make them aware of the things that are going around, that are taking place when it comes to social media psychological warfare influence operations, right? Basically, it's the only way you can really combat. So,
awesome. And
we've been busy with that.
Do they use these things on the American people now that you guys developed on a battlefield?
Yeah, they've expanded on it. They've added components like real-time criminal background checks, all of these things. They made it commercially available, right? It's profit over patriotism. So right now you've got a bunch of different companies, but the one that I'm focused on, the one I worked with, was owned by General James Jones. They launched that application, ClearForce, which I think we went into ClearForce application on your previous thing, on your previous interview. But, you know, it has General Michael Hayden. It has a Democratic congresswoman. These are all people on the board of this company that's just a massive data collection. Basically target analysis application, right? So it scans everybody's social media, it ties that in with their criminal background records, with their travel history, with their finances, and it builds psychological profiles, behavior profiles. And they actually sell this as a service, not just to the government to help maintain clearance compliance, but they're also making this available to any company, you know, Walmart or, you know, just any business that wants to use this as a pre-screening for potential employee or even potentially to terminate an employee for stealing before they've even stolen, right? So there's crazy things that people do not understand. They don't understand what's going on. It's basically everything that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about in his military-industrial complex speech is coming to fruition right now. And the social media and the internet is just only adding fuel to that fire, Mark.
Right on. And if folks wanted to learn more about what you got going on and stuff like that, how do folks get in touch with Patrick to find out all this information? Is there a website, a web page, something that people can go to and get the info and learn about this?
Absolutely. victimoftheswamp.com. Victimoftheswamp.com. Pretty much everything ties
pretty good.
There, right? So very easy to find all the stuff that you're working on.
Now you're kind of blowing the whistle now on these folks. Have they been giving you a hard time?
No, they haven't, but I don't really, you know, the problems I've been getting is more with the media than the deep state DC actors, right?
Right?
Because they're in the pockets of these same folks right here. And until I become a threat, until the media really picks this up, I'm not really taken as a threat to them. That's the only reason I can think that they said I'm still walking around right now, either a free man or breathing. So
I made a cool announcement here at the Trump Unity Bridge thing. I said, oh, guess what? Now that you guys wave American flags and support America, you are now a nationalist. Everybody cheered. We're all nationalists.
Oh, hell
now.
Yeah.
And they're going to mark us and they're going to tag us on social media. They're going to tag us and mark us on social media as nationalists. Not a bad thing. I'm kind of proud of that designation. You know?
Yeah. It's not an algorithm you want to be
God bless. Great hat.
It's not an algorithm you want to be associated with. No worries. Right. Lots going on there, I know. But so that's what we're trying to do, and I really appreciate what you do, Mark, and I appreciate you always, as always, helping me to get this message out.
Well, if it's a good cause and it's a cause of freedom, liberty, and the American way, and preserving it, I'm all for it, Patrick. That's I love my country. I'm a proud nationalist. I wear my hat now, my new Make America Great hat, proudly. I got my table here is adorned with the Trump 2020 flag. Now, I did make mention here at the rally tonight about the Second Amendment violations that are happening. I'm not too happy with some of the things on guns that are moving forward, like red flag laws and bump stock bans.
Yeah.
Because I'm all for, if the military's got a 50 caliber fully automatic machine gun mounted on a tank, I should be able to have one too. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I should have an F-16 in the backyard and a tank in the garage. Patrick, here's
the Second Amendment.
Have a seat, my friend. Hold on. Joining me right now, Patrick, is the lady who helped me put this together, Susan of Susan's Trump Country. So say hello, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Susan.
How are you doing today? We're doing great here. Thank you.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Wonderful. I really appreciate all that you guys are doing.
We wish we could do more. We didn't have much time to do it.
We're going to plan another rally like in 6 weeks, and we'll have our own thing going on over here maybe. Maybe that's what we have to do, is we'll get another rally.
Absolutely.
When it's a little warmer and it's more towards – and we get it going on a Saturday and more people can get out. Because right now it's a Monday, and folks are like, well, it's Monday. You know, I got to work. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. I went to work today, and I left at 2:30 just so I could be here, and I'm still here. We're here. Till the show runs till I got it. Program till 8 o'clock. If I have to, I can go straight to 8 o'clock. So we're here. We're at the Town Square Mall with Susan from Susan's Trump Country, and we're chilling out. We had George Colella and Rick Sarmiento came down, and Sean Wisdom's here, and Paul from We the People Page is here. He's getting ready to do another border op in the summer. He's looking for people to join him to head on down for about 10 days on the border to be the eyes and ears of the Border Patrol down there and help them guys out. As you see in the news, like, record numbers of people are coming across the border. It's unbelievable what's happening. And it's kind of shocking when you think about it. You know, it's crazy. I'm hoping here to get the gentleman who broke this Unity Bridge up here to come say hello to us live on the air. And he's over there talking. Susan, he broke some news. What was the news he broke over there?
That he signed, some kind of document this afternoon that he's stopping all three countries, borderline countries, from coming in with child trafficking and all that kind of stuff. And it just broke about, maybe a half hour ago. So I'm sure if you check on his latest Trump information news, it was on Fox.
Trump train news.
Yeah, and it was on Fox News, so it's got to be going to run.
Right on.
And it was on my son's phone, so I don't have it on mine. It was a notification that came through.
Right on. So that's
and
good news.
It was something about the border, too, being closed down to where the other borders can't let them through is the way I understood it.
Keep talking. I got to fix my camera. It's falling over. help advertise your store.
Yeah, I own Susan's Trump Country in Spring Hill. and I've been told that I'm the largest Trump store in the state of Florida. Several bikers, presidents, and 45 for Trump have been in my store, and they've been all over, all the way down to my Mar-a-Lago, and down to Miami and Jacksonville, and they said there was nobody in the state that has a store as big as mine.
See, so that's good. You come down here and get your Trump gear too, Patrick, if you need some new Trump gear and you're riding past the Town and Country Mall, Town Square Mall on Highway 19 in Spring Hill. Just pass in, say hello to Susan, and get a hat.
And I'm here from 10 o'clock every morning until about 6 o'clock every evening, Tuesday through Sunday.
Tuesday through Sunday, right here at the Town Square Mall in Spring Hill.
Excellent.
You want me to go over and get him?
Yeah, let's see if we can get Rob to come over. We're going to try to get Rob to come on and join us too, Patrick. He's the guy driving the Unity Bridge. I'm over here trying to adjust my equipment. I go out on the road once in a while, and I do road shows, and this is my most complicated one. I have four devices and a Bluetooth speaker running right now. So it really quite interesting. Two tablets and two phones at the same time. I don't have my PC, so my studio's on a tablet right now. It works. It's working. You know?
It works.
It's a shame. It's a shame you couldn't make it down.
Yeah. Hey, did Rick have a chance to talk to you about the Florida felons registration that they're working on?
No, we didn't talk much. I got here, I fed up, and 30 minutes later the bridge came, and we've been partying with the bridge guys.
Yeah, well, he's working on that with the Bikers for 45, and we're going to be helping him with that through our Awakening program, through our Awakening project, right? It's a good program. It's a good project. You know, we're not trying to get pedophiles registered. We're trying to get, you know, average, you know, the regular Americans that have made a mistake, they paid their price.
Right.
And they come back.
If you got popped with a bag of weed and
able to vote.
If you got popped with a bag of weed in 1984, it's time to let that one go.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
Right? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the Constitution as it's written is do the time, pay your debt to society, you are free. That's the way it's supposed to be. But, yeah, if you're a rapist or a pedophile or something like that, that's no good. But I mean, you strangled somebody with your bare hands until they choked out and died. No, you're not going to be allowed to vote. But if you got popped with a dime bag in 1984, yeah, you can have a vote. Ladies and gentlemen, the driver of the Unity Bridge, Rob, is with us. What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Say welcome, Rob. What's going on, brother?
Not much. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Speak a little bit. Thanks for being here and having us out. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Had a huge crowd out here. They're still out there. Everybody's sharing stories and spreading the word, taking pictures. And it's a real great to have patriots out there in every stop.
Right.
At our National Build the Wall tour.
Well, Sandra Wood, called me up and said, "Hey, this guy, he's got the Unity Bridge." And so then we got in contact, and here we are. And I'm glad to have you. I'm glad you came back. Didn't you say you used to live around here before, right?
Yeah, my father, before he passed away, we had a house in Seven Hills, in Spring Hill, over in Templewood. And, when he's getting sicker and, the NASA thing kicked in, we just said, we couldn't afford two houses anymore, one in Florida, one in Michigan. So we just decided to stay in Michigan, and he passed away shortly thereafter.
Well, God bless him. God bless you. Sorry you had passed away, but, eternity with Jesus ain't a bad thing.
No,
life here is short.
Some of my best times with my father spent right in Spring Hill.
Right on, so,
It was great.
Now my son can have those same memories, hopefully. You know?
Yeah.
It's a nice town. Spring Hill, Florida is not a bad town. When I first moved here, it was like God's waiting room. But the, but the young have moved in.
Yeah,
I don't look so young with this beard. I don't know.
So I love your show. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I'm just here encouraging Americans, everybody knows, to share positive messages.
Absolutely.
With the Trump Unity Bridge. And we're going from town to town. We're on our national Build the Wall tour. And we have 140 stops on the tour. Right now we have about 80 left to go. We're going to be heading through.
Just about halfway through.
If you guys have any friends in Texas,
I have many.
Along the border, all the way to California, Riverside, up to La Quinta, Las Vegas, Fort Collins, Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Along the way, reach out to them, shout out to them. Follow me on Facebook, look at the TrumpUnityBridge.com. They can join into an event that's already going on. They can help us build another one. So
right.
This was built on the road. This wasn't a scheduled stop. This was built on the fly. Turned out to be one of the best events we had. Florida's amazing.
See? And he stopped in Tampa, and he brought Patriots with him from Tampa. That's great. They actually drove up to Spring Hill from Tampa with the Unity Bridge. How was it like on the highway? You get a lot of looks on the highway when you guys are driving around?
Mostly horn talking and support. And you guys, while we're driving, if you want to call me on the cell phone, reach out to me. The hotline, 248-561-9900. You can chime in with me, drive for 1,500 miles or drive for a week with us, and we'll have a Trump train going. I'm fine with it. I got the horn. We'll blast the horn. We'll work out deals at the hotels and get some halfway decent prices, and we'll just chill. We'll have a good time, and we'll share the messages and spread the word.
And if folks want to link up and donate online, is there a way that people can donate online to you guys?
Yes, they can go to TrumpUnityBridge.com, click on the button, and it does help. It makes our tour go better, because I'm taking 5 weeks off of work. So with that, I get paid for 5 weeks. So, and then whatever I take in, usually I pay about half to a third of the expense for the whole tour. It'd be nice to have all my expenses covered.
Right.
Because I'm working for us. Share the people's message.
And that's the correct number right there, 248-968-9900?
No, 248-561.
248-561-9900. So let's get that on there correctly for the people. That's 248-561. Oops, that's a 7. 248-561-9900.
And that's my cell phone. Just call me. Don't text me or message me on Facebook, because I get 500 to 1,000 messages a day. I can't read them all. And sometimes, a lot of times, I'm driving by, oh, we just saw you, we drove by. And I see the messages afterwards.
Right.
Because I'm busy, all focused on getting to the next gig.
Right on.
And see great people like you.
Right. So I watched one video. I think you were down in Arizona, and people were hollering at you. Oh, God, yeah, bro, you. You don't get a lot of flack. I stood on a lot of overpasses for America. And even during the Obama administration, the support was 20 to 1. You figured about that? You got numbers like that?
I'm getting 80% positive support. And the people that become unhinged, very few.
Right.
In California, the media is making the liberals and the Democrats look like vicious monsters. There are some out there, but most of them want to talk. They just have a different opinion, and they'll talk about it. And sometimes we can change their mind, especially with President Trump's promises made, promises kept. When he's doing what he said he's going to do, they're like, they're smart people, and they're saying, wait a minute, we got to take a second look at Trump. Yeah, we don't like the way he's doing things or how he does things, but we like what he's doing. So that some of the Latinos leaving, exiting the...
Yep, I had Mr. Basulto came on the show and talked about it.
Yeah, we had 7 million views on...
Okay, we're still good here.
We had 7 million views on Lexit video with the Trump Unity Bridge, and Facebook deleted it.
See?
So it's we're getting censored all the time.
We're live right here, so that's right. Just Facebook. Well, that's really good stuff, and I'm very proud to have been out here and been a part of this this effort today. I want to thank you for coming out and doing this and spreading the message of unity.
You're welcome.
It's very, very important that we keep fighting the good fight here in this country, because I'll tell you what, the guys who wrote this probably turning over in their grave.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it over in their grave. I like what he said before. You imagine Thomas Jefferson sitting home hitting the like button. You know what I mean? What would we do if Thomas Jefferson sat home hitting the like button? It's sharing. Hey, let's share the Unity Bridge tour with our friends instead of getting out to a rally, forming a rally, making a rally.
No, everybody's got to get out on the streets. We got to do both. We got to sit on our butts and text, sit up and share if you care, and we got to get out and rally and promote and talk to 10 friends and convince them to look at the facts
and then make their own decision. And they're smart people. If they look at the facts, just look at the State of the Union address. 76% of Americans approved it. That includes Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. So,
right.
Hey, America approves Trump's message. Let's get that out there and share that. And you know what? He's been vindicated, so it's time for the Democrats and the liberals to start apologizing.
Yes,
if they're the people...
be held accountable.
Yeah, if they're people of peace, they should start, we're sorry, Mr. Trump, you know, blah, blah, blah.
What I can't understand, like, you'll see, like, a 65-year-old Democrat screaming and yelling, like, what is, you know, like, fighting.
Then you ask them, what's your message, and they don't have one.
They don't even know what they're fighting for. They don't even know what they're fighting for. Trump's a racist, a homophobe, xenophobe.
What did he do that was xenophobe?
Maybe he watched NASCAR for 3 or 4 laps, so now he's a racist.
Yeah, racist. Anyway, Ricky Bobby's on his way up here right now from the movie. He's a race car driver from Indy 500. He just called me. He's on his way up here. Awesome. He's running late, but he's driving over from Daytona Beach.
He's coming here to this rally.
Yeah, this rally. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, maybe we can – I got this show scheduled to 8 o'clock. Maybe we get the Ricky Bobby live on the show.
I'll give him a call. I'm going to head back over there because there's people over there wanting to get some hats and stickers that we're handing out for free down here. So if you're in the area, come on over.
Come on down, folks. The Trump Unity Bridge is here. The tour is on. And they need to raise some money to keep this thing on the road. How the brakes? They got someone check the brakes for
you? Yeah, he said the brakes are fine. He said the rotors, one of them has a groove in it, so they hear a little bit of grinding. So he goes, if I get somewhere and have the rotors changed, it's not that expensive, the pads will be fine.
So there you go, folks. They need a brake repair on the Trump Unity Bridge. Go to the website, donate even a dollar. Every nickel counts.
Yep.
Every penny counts. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming out. It's great to meet you. God bless you. And keep fighting, man.
We will.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud to have just done that interview. This guy who's taken 5 weeks off of work to tour around the country to spread a message. It's amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Holy moly. And we might have the real Ricky Bobby joining us here. He's on his way from Daytona to come right here. Holy moly. That's great. Hallelujah. Once he's here, we'll all be a bunch of racists because we'll be supporting NASCAR. You know? You know, we always have a little comedy on the Patriot Nation radio show. You know, you got to be goofy and silly sometimes. You can't take everything so damn serious all the time. You know, some people are just so crazy they can't take it. A good joke and a good laugh is the best medicine. I implore you, folks, make sure you get a laugh. If you have nothing to laugh about, for crying out loud, go see a comedian. You know what I'm saying? You got to laugh.
Oh, no, I couldn't agree really more.
It really is a help when you're cracking up laughing. That's why I do silly stuff on the show. I say silly things and I do silly things because I have to laugh. I can't help myself. It's like I'm addicted to laughter. Not a bad thing to be addicted to. I could be addicted to crack,
right?
But I'm not. Being addicted to laughter is not so bad. I could be like a crackhead or a meth head or something and run around eating bath salts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, God bless America. Patrick, I'm so glad to talk to you again. I'm hoping it looks like the place is wrapping up and clearing out, and I'm sitting here by myself, and Ricky Bobby's supposed to come. So I'm going to stick around, even if I just have to talk to this post that's holding up this roof that I'm sitting under. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Patrick will stick around.
I don't blame you.
Hey, I like to talk. I'm a blabbermouth, and people want to listen, so I'm giving it to them. I want to thank each and every one of you guys who tune into my show all the time. Because, like I say it all the time, without you, there is no show. You are the show. And that's a fact. You people that tune in are the show. I'm not the show. I'm just the guy who's giving people a voice for their causes. Plus, I like to talk about what I feel, you know, but my opinion really isn't much. All right, Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, Rashid Tlaib is coming to Orlando, Florida, on April 20th. To a resort over there in Orlando. I believe there's going to be some folks, a greeting committee forming. That's April 20th. Rashid Tlaib comes to Orlando. Can't wait.
Where is she going over there?
It's one of the resorts out in Orlando. We will have all the details here real soon as to where you can go and join the greeting committee for Rashid Tlaib in Orlando. You know, guys like you, guys that fought on the battlefield against Islam, having Muslims in Congress must be like a kick in the balls.
Yeah, it is. And I'm from Michigan, too, so they've even further disgraced me with Tlaib. Hey, I got a funny story for you, though. Sort of not really funny, but it sort of goes with this pretty well. Before almost exactly a year before 9/11, I had gotten married, and my wife and I went over to to Disney World, right? And we decided to make reservations for the following year at the castle because it takes a year ahead of time to get reservations there, right? So the year goes by, and it was September 19th that we had our reservations, right? It was our anniversary. So everybody was telling us, oh, you can't go to Disney. You can't go to – it's a terror target. This was right after 9/11, right? And I'm like, listen, you know, I'm not going to let them screw up my weekend at the castle. You know, I planned this in a year in advance. So wife and I went down there, went over to Orlando, went in line. And, you know, there's usually a million people going through there on the weekend. There was literally 100 people standing in line. It was – you were next in line for every single ride. We showed up at the castle, and I'm like, yeah, Bergie, party of two, you know. They're like, oh, come right on in. There were six people eating in the restaurant there. So, you know, people forget, though, Mark, right? I mean, there's a reason that hurt our country. That hurt everything about it. We were worried about the next Islamic terrorist hitting Disney as a target of opportunity. Now we've got – we've got congresswomen that are directly connected to terrorist organizations like CARE. We've got hacking organizations, right? Criminal organizations like the Syrian Electronic Army, the SDA, right? Rake in millions and millions and millions of dollars through online scams and fraud, and they use that money to influence in the same way that we did influence operations through social media. These guys, like the Syrian Electronic Army, tied in with CARE, they can have the same impact that we did. They can cause the same they can have the same influence capabilities, right? So seeing her go over there, seeing her going over to Orlando and just as a congresswoman. And, you know, I don't mind. I would not have any problem if a Muslim was a congressperson. But I want that – if someone's going to be a Muslim and a congresswoman person, they better be the most American person I've ever seen running for office, because they're starting at a very low spot with me, right? And so, you know, if you better be wearing the flag, you better be supporting our president, you better be supporting and loving our country. And right. I wouldn't mind that, right? But what do we have? We have these people that come in, and they're setting these new, you know, records for the first Muslim woman and this and that. And they come in on just hate and anger and division. And, you know, so if they don't go, you know, anti-Semitism, right? So instead of taking an opportunity, this incredibly blessed opportunity they've been given to represent their, you know, culture, their religion, in a positive way, in a patriotic American way, they choose to do just the opposite. Which is what I find the most concerning. As a cybersecurity guy, I find that extremely concerning. My background in social media, psychological warfare, extremely concerning. Because we make the improbable happen, right? And when I see improbable things like Tlaib and like Omar winning offices seemingly out of nowhere, red flags just go everywhere for me with that, Mark.
Right. I'm telling you. I just hope that they hold these people accountable. How do we, as citizens, that this is one thing that the Constitution tells us. As citizens, they work for us, and it's our duty when they no longer represent us to cast them off and elect people who will represent us. When they say that, when they said that in the Constitution, do you believe they meant you can vote them out at the next election, or that we should march to Washington, surround the building, and say, "You people ain't going to work today, get out"?
Well, in civics, there are actually two trains of thought with that, right? There's the thought that, okay, as an elected representative, you should represent the views of your community and not be concerned about the entire country, right? And then there's the other, there's the other one that says I should represent the views of the country, and hopefully those are in line with my constituents, right? I actually am a bigger person on the community, right? That my congresswoman, my congressperson and senator should represent me, the constituent, right? But what the problem is you know, when the Constitution was made, it specifically states in Article 1 of the Constitution that we're supposed to have one representative for every 30,000 people, right? And there was approximately 3 million people at the time, so that worked out to less than what we have now. Then they decided, as the population grew, to add a few more representatives. But they capped it where it's at, right? But if you asked me, and if they went to, if they did like the Constitution said, went to one for every 30,000 people, well, that would actually make about 7,000 congressmen, right? Which you would think would be insane. But why, right? Why would that be a bad thing? Because what have you done? You've just diluted any power someone like Nancy Pelosi has, right?
Yeah,
you have diluted.
Yeah.
How are you going to lobby 7,000 people? I actually think the Constitution is an incredible document. It's been very successful. The only places that it's failed us is when we've chosen to circumvent it, right? And so if we went to the 30,000 people, made basically the position a part-time job at around maybe $30,000, $40,000 a year, and you represent the 30,000 people in your district, good luck trying to gerrymander districts with 30,000 people, right? And with technology the way it is, we're certainly capable to hold vote, to pass legislation. I mean, why not take advantage of the technology that we have that allows us to properly manage, one for every 30,000 people? That person would get maybe one or two full-time employees, right? If you have a problem, you can go down and you're going to be able to speak to your congressperson, and they're going to be able to help guide you, help you with any issues that you have. But influence like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and these folks, that's gone. Their power control is diluted like a penny stock, right?
And you notice that all these career ones that want to hold on to their power so desperately, like Nancy Pelosi, back all these crazy things like open borders and lower the age of voting to 16. So they want to lower the age of voting to 16 at the same time, take away your legal right to defend yourself until you're 21. It's as
backwards. But hey, Mark, do you think that if there was one representative for every 30,000 people, so let's say there was like 8,000-9,000 representatives, right? Do you think that if there was a vote to build a wall and it was based on 8,000, on the majority of 8,000 representatives, that wall wouldn't be built? Absolutely it would, because you don't have these large cities, really, you don't have the New Yorks and the Los Angeleses with so much control. So you would be basically taking doing the will of the people. And I think the country supports that. I think the country supports borders. It's not an even I think thing. It is. I mean, we have borders for a reason. Without a border, you don't have a country, as President said. So, imagine if that was up for a vote and you had you know, 9,000 representatives. That vote would probably pass because it would really reflect the feelings of the country as a whole, not just California, or not just that would all be done. I like that idea. I'm big on chaos theory too. So if it doesn't work,
so much,
it'll be interesting.
Well, there's so many facets of the Constitution that are completely violated, and that sounds like, you know,
mm-hmm.
they kept that for a reason. It's kind of kooky. Take it off.
Yeah.
I heard that Ricky Bobby is supposed to come down.
Oh.
So I'm sitting here until Ricky Bobby comes. My show is scheduled to 8 o'clock. Ricky Bobby is supposed to come join us right here.
Okay.
He's in contact with Rob over here at the Unity Bridge. Look, the lady's giving me a jacket. What is wrong with this picture? I have one in my car, please. I'm not cold.
I'll hunt you down. I can get you later.
See, that's the difference between Trump supporters and the leftists. We actually really care. You know, if it came down to it and I had to put my life on the line for my country, I wouldn't just be putting my life on the line for Trump supporters. I'd be putting my life on the line for Bernie supporters, Hillary supporters, all the supporters of all the leftist bullcrap, only because they too are Americans. And I believe that you love your enemy. And that's it. I feel bad for a lot of these people who are on the left, who are getting their gears grinded by propaganda machines like CNN and MSNBC, people like Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow. You know, they need to turn it off. I saw that the other day after the Mueller report came out, or the Mueller report, however you want to say it, his report came out, and CNN's ratings dropped 50% the next day.
Oh,
now that's funny.
Hilarious.
That's good stuff.
The fourth
that's America
estate,
waking
the
up.
The fourth estate is toast, man. The fourth estate is toast. I mean, even like everyone, Fox, I don't care if you're Fox, I don't care if anybody, because the people, the journalists at the bottom might not even, or in many cases, aren't really even the problem. But the people that sign their checks, they are all part of the influence operation. They're all part of the D.C. swamp. And they've been that way for decades and decades. And the social media is just a new way for them to influence by, right? They're loving it. When you find out, you know, we talked about like the shadow net and the things that I developed before, right? So won't go into that. But, you know, think about this, right? About the same time, and one of the things, and I did a good article on my website about this. I actually have a video from when I was in Iraq, and we were talking about what we call the keys to the kingdom, right? And the keys to the kingdom was that we were constantly being forced to comply with the law, right? The Smith-Mundt Act was put into place in the early 40s to prevent the government from psyoping using propaganda on Americans, right? It was a real challenge because how do you interact on a blog site, even if it's with a terrorist, when the information is going to remain there and an American could potentially go into that site, see it, and be influenced, right? It's like an impossible task, but we complied with the law, right? Everything we did, we had to go through attorney. In 2010, the Information Operations Task Force in Afghanistan literally PSYOP was tasked by the government to PSYOP visiting American senators. And they used the same thing. They used like shadow net type capabilities, right? They used fake personas. They collected information. And their goal, their task was to increase funding for the Afghanistan war. And literally, the Rolling Stone magazine, this guy Michael Hastings, who's dead now, but Michael Hastings actually wrote an article about this, and it was a big deal. Generals got fired over it and stuff. But how did they, you know, and the big problem was is that they violated the Smith-Mundt Act, right? So how did Obama fix that problem? Well, he got rid of the Smith-Mundt Act in 2012, right? Right after they got rid of the Smith-Mundt Act, what happened? The Obama phones became internet capable, right? So now all of those Obama phones from 2013, like right after they changed the Smith-Mundt Act, all of those Obama phones included free internet access, right?
Yeah.
So can I prove anything? I just think it's so dangerous. It's just a really inappropriate. It's really not a healthy, because our government, you know, people within our government constantly abuse these things. Even if they're made with the best of intentions, they get abused. And they'll be used for personal gain, personal profit. The technology we developed for the Force Psychological Operations Group, that left with us. Taxpayers paid for it, but it left with us. And it was used,
right,
and it was made commercially available for a four-star general to profit from, right? So it's just we create these technologies, we do these things, we have this influence with the military-industrial complex, and then they take it and they abuse it, right? So,
right.
You know, even if they didn't do anything with the Obama phones, even if they didn't change the Smith-Mundt Act to at the same time as they released the Obama phones with the internet, even if they didn't do anything wrong, it sure as hell has an appearance of impropriety, right? So
yeah.
You know, but we don't. Nobody cares. Nobody does anything.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
As I always say, one of the things I always say is that it's a famous quote, I believe, is the only way that evil wins is when good men sit back and do nothing. So it's our duty to speak and do what we can to keep this country great. I mean, make this country great again. I think it's still the greatest country no matter what, but yeah, we can make it greater. How about if we make America greater again? You know, something like that.
Yeah. How do you protest that? How are you against making America great? They are, but how are you? That boggles my mind for sure.
Nancy Pelosi lives behind a wall and is surrounded by armed guards telling us we can't have a wall and we can't have guns.
Mm-hmm. I did a speaking event. There it goes, folks.
Live on the video. The Trump Unity Bridge is pulling out. Thanks, Rob, and you guys for coming down. That was amazing. I guess he's not sticking around for Ricky Bobby. It looks like I'm probably not sticking around for Ricky Bobby then either. Because Ricky Bobby was coming to see Rob, and Rob's leaving. Maybe they're going to meet at a diner for some lunch.
Yeah.
What a great experience that was. That was absolutely amazing.
You wouldn't think Ricky Bobby would ever be late for anything, would you?
Right. You know? It's so great. Unity Bridge is driving off and they're blasting My Way. Awesome.
Nice.
That's incredible. This is really fun. I don't usually do too many road shows out here, but I've done plenty of Patriot Nation Radio on the road shows. And here comes Susan. Looking for a phone, I'm sure, but it's right here on the table with me. You got a map.
She's leaving here, going to Tallahassee and up like this and out by the border. She'll be out there by the tent, all the way from the fourth to the tent.
All right, folks. Here is the Trump Unity Bridge route. You can see right here is where he just left, and he's going this way. He'll be on the border, I think he said, by the tenth. So if you want to be down on the border in Texas, meet the Trump Unity Bridge, head on down. Don't miss it. He's doing great things. Hold on, they're taking pictures of me. Let me put this down. Wait, let me get a smile so you can have a good picture. Hold on, Patrick. Uh-oh.
Sure.
Hey, let me take a picture.
Great. She's going on Facebook. I already got one.
All righty. You got a card? Here's a card. Whew. Kathy, I want to thank you so much for giving me your sweater. I had to take it off. It keeps falling off my shoulders. Let's see, my broadcast is scheduled. I usually do an hour, 5 more minutes. Ricky Bobby's not coming, so we're going to wrap it up. Patrick, tell folks how they can get in touch with you if they want to learn about all the things you're doing one more time. I'm going to wrap up. It's time to go. I'm the only one here.
Well, you can check out everything at victimoftheswamp.com.
Awesome. And, folks, this leads me to my time here where I always play the national anthem. So let's get the national anthem as performed by Dave Bray. I'll stand as I usually do. I don't have a flag out here right now. They took all the flags away. Let me see if I can find a flag to face. There's no flags out here. How sad is that? I'm in a shopping center, and there's no American flags flying around here. They took them all down.
I got one. I got two.
Yeah, it's here.
I'm looking around going, go.
Oh, I'll dial in. There you go, folks. Yeah, I'm the last one at the rally. Susan of Susan's Trump Country is heading out. I am dead last. I made it. I'm a real champion. Me and Patrick are the last ones at the Trump Unity Bridge rally. He's with me on the air, and I'm with you here in a chair. And so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the Star Spangled Banner, and I'm getting the hell out of here. Ricky Bobby's not coming, so I'm going. Patrick, thank you so much.
Good, Mark.
Any updates, any details you ever want to come on, just give me a shout-out. Send me a private message, and you're on.
Roger that.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want this version of the Star Spangled Banner, head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com today and get your copy of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. I also want to send you over to www.libertyrush.com, where you can have some social media without the libtarded rhetoric. You know what I mean? So you can get that. That's good stuff. And also patriotshit.com. My friend Paul over there selling some good stuff. You want to come down here to Susan's Trump Country here at 3021 Commercial Way, Spring Hill, Florida. Get yourself a hat, a shirt, a flag, a card. I think they even have these very same constitutions right there for you to have. It's very important to have a constitution. Every time I come to a rally, I make sure I got constitutions. I keep one in the car. I keep one close all the time. Because it's your rights. When you pull this out, when a cop starts violating your rights and you pull this out, they go, oh, boy. You know what I mean? So here you go, folks. This is the Star Spangled Banner. It's performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Rise as we sing the national anthem. Actually, there's a flag right here on my hat. I'll salute that flag. Here we go. It might be a commercial because it's YouTube. YouTube always throws in. Thank you.
if you love that version of the song, www.davebrayusa.com. Get you a copy today. That is the best version of the Star Spangled Banner that I think. I love it. Although the traditional version is very good, too. I love that also. And make sure you tune in. My next big show will be April 11th. Claire Colwell, botched abortion survivor, and her birth mother joins us live, and we talk about the movie Unplanned and the scourge of abortion that is killing millions of babies. And now they want to kill the babies on the table when they're born. 9 months, here's a baby. Do you want it, lady? No? Okay, let's kill it. It's crazy. They're out of their mind. Claire Colwell and her birth mom. April 11th, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the paper. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in tonight. It is my pleasure. Without you, there is no show. Good night. God bless you, and God bless this wonderful country, Trump country, folks, with Susan at Susan's Trump Country. Make sure you get out and vote. Get out there and make sure you make a difference. And remember, 16-year-olds are voting in the next election. If you know a 16-year-old, get in their ear now. Until we meet again, good night. God bless you. God bless America. Peace. I love yous all.